And Rashi says, "Ein din sheyalu yeinechot b'soiv shana v'shono lepchilas kitzvas shana maksubim lekach." Isn't it for sure that one day should help by Olah, like this is the end of the first year of Olah? So the Chulak was saying before is right, that price before does not go according to Remeya. So Gemara says, V'elamai, Elamai, what do you want to say that price goes according to? Rabbi Eliezer goes according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that he said before you have to have 30 days. 30 days is called like a year. So the Gemara is so, Shloishim u'shloishim boi. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you should have to plant a tree like 230 days, in other words, 60 days before Rosh Hashanah, to give it a shame that it's 1 year of Ol is up already. Why do you have to have 60 days? The Tanan would learn like this. Ein noitin, you're not allowed to plant anything. V'yein mavrichin, you can't be mavrich, what we have before. If you have the branch, or the zemiris, the vines, you can't stick them into the ground to start making it grow. V'yein markivin, you can't do any grafting. Erev shvius, the year right before Shavuos, Prochus Melamed Yerim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, during Elul, right before Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos, you're not allowed to plant then. V'yim Nota, let's say you did plant during Elul, V'hivruch, or else you put the branches in the ground, V'hirkiv, or else you grafted, is Yaker. You should know it's called you planted the Isser, and you have to uproot it. Divrei Rebbe Loza. Rebbe Yehuda says, Kol harkova she'eino koletes v'gimel yomim shuvah nekoletes. If you hold that it takes at least 3 days for the harkova to start grasping, to start growing. The grasping takes at least 3 days. That's it. That's Rabbi Yudishita. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, they both say, shtei shavosis. His man is 2 weeks. If you plant it 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, that's okay. Then you don't have to uproot it. So if you planted less than 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, then it's no good. Now, so we have three shittas so far. If you have to have 30 days, if you have to have 3 days, or else if you have to have 2 weeks. Now, the Gemara explains it like this. The Yomar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravua, Rav Nachman, the name of Rabba Baravua, says like this. That Ledivre Yo'im Elamit, according to the shittah that says, you have to plant it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the Tzvis Shavuos starts 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Sorech Lamed Ushleshim. You have to plant it really 30 days and 30 days before. In other words, according to the Shita, it takes 30 days for it to start growing. So it's not called really growing until it's in the ground 30 days. So Lach is like this. According to Rabbi Lezer, let's say, that it takes 30 days for it to start growing, so it's not called really planted the first 30 days. So therefore, if you want to plant it before Rosh Hashanah, you have to plant it 60 days before Rosh Hashanah, in order that the first 30 days it's considered first growing. Now it's called growing before the Tzvis Shavuos. Since the Tzvis Shavuos is the last 30 days of the year, the Chodesh Elul, you're not allowed to plant. So if you want this planting to be called a plant that started to grow before Elul, you have to plant it in Rosh Chodesh Av, 30 days before that. So during Av, it's called now planting and starting to grow. It takes 30 days for it to start growing. Once it starts growing now, if that's before Elul, before 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's okay. What about L'divrei Yoimei Shloisha? According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that says no, it only takes 3 days for something to start growing, so if you want to plant it now before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, Sarach Shloisha U'Shloishim, you have to plant it at least 33 days before Rosh Hashanah, in order that the first 3 days is considered growing. It's called it was planted now. And since it was done 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you didn't do the Isra of Tzvis Shemitah, therefore you're allowed to keep it. Now, L'divrei Yoimei Dei Shavosis, according to the Shita Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi, that says it takes 2 weeks, Sorech Shtei Shavosis Ashloishim Yoim. You have to wait now 2 weeks and 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, like the same thing. The first 2 weeks of the planting, that's called the tree, the planting is first starting to grow. So the first 2 weeks is called growing. Once it's starting to growing, as long as it's 30 days yet before Rosh Hashanah, it's okay. So the Kitzur of Nachman learns that this machlokes between 30 days and 3 days and 2 weeks, the machlokes is how long does it take in the tea to start growing? When you planted this young tree, or you graft it, or you make you put the branches into the ground, does it take 3 days to start growing? The kalita, that's what happens during 3 days. Is that called it started to catch, it started to grow? One sheet to know it takes 2 weeks, and the other sheet says it takes 30 days. But the pshat is, it takes 3 days for it to start growing. But everybody holds that the mitzvah of teis v'shvi'is, how much before Shemitah do you have to stop planting? 30 days. So as long as it's called planted before 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's okay. So the Machlokes says, what's called planting? One holds 30 days, so you have to have then 60 days before Shemitah. One holds 2 weeks, it has to be 2 weeks and 30 days before. One holds 3 days, it has to be like 33 days before. So now the kasher is now, even according to Reb Lezer, that holds 30 days, but upon him it has to be like 60 days before. And vice the vinamic Reb Yudis relay, even if you want to hold it goes according to Reb Yudis Shita, the Maskulvik Shita, the Chura Gimel is Shleshim Boy, not enough just to have 30 days before. You should have to have like 33 days before. You have to have first 3 days that it's called planting, starting to grow, and then it has to be done 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, not to be over the Issa, place the Shvius. So no matter how you learn, that first Brisa is a Kasha, is Shver. Why does that Brisa say it's enough to plant it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah? You're allowed to keep it. Why is it enough 30 days? L'chura, it has to first start growing before the mitzvah of Teisvus Shemitah. They have to at least plant it 3 days before that 30 days. So Mar says like this, Elu li'erdem Rabbi Meir, I'll tell you no, that right before goes according to Rabbi Meir. V'chi kom alamid l'klita. That's what it says, you have to have 30 days, the price that goes according to Rabbi Meir Shitta, Rabbi Meir will hold, you have to have 30 days l'klita. In other words, it's like this. Really, you have to be planted before Teisvus Shvi'is. Then Rashi explains now that Rav Meir Shita is that Teisvus Shvi'is is only Yom Echad. It's only 1 day before Rosh Hashanah. As long as 1 day before Rosh Hashanah you planted it, it's okay. So it comes out, why does the Brisa say 30 days before? Because Rav Meir Shita is that it's not called growing until it's planted at least 30 days. So the first 30 days it has to be there to give it a shame growing. Once it's starting to grow, now as long as it's there 1 day before Rosh Hashanah, you're makam the mitzvah Teisvus Shemitah. Gemara asks the Kashi, Hachi, if that's true, but La Medalef Boi, does it have to have at least 31 days before Rosh Hashanah? Because you have to have 30 days in order to give it a shame it's starting to grow. And once it starts growing, now it has to be 1 day before Rosh Hashanah to give it a shame Teisvus Shemitah. So Gemara answers, Kosovra Meya holds, Yom Lamed Oilo Lakan Lakan. I'll tell you, the 30th day is considered in both Cheshvonos. The 30th day is considered today is a day starting to grow. It's now growing today. Now, since there's some part of the day still left, the rest of the day goes, it's included for Teisvus Shemitah. In other words, Teisvus Kedusha does not need a complete day, 24 hours. A Mikseh Sayyim is also considered for that 1 day. The Rashi says, Shleishim V'yechad Boi, Shetei Yom HaKodin Rosh Hashanah, Choshel L'shonah Rishonah Shalala, Ketoni also L'shonah. So Moran says, no, that your Meir holds this 1 day, the 30th day, goes Lakan Lakan. The beginning of the day is considered like it's the end of the day that's planting, now is considered planted before Teisvus Shemitah, and the end of the day is considered the 1 day for Teisvus Shemitah.
The Gemara says, Vaitram, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Ushnayim Mikrechadoshu. He's both Reb Meir and both Reb Lezer, the Shittis, they're both dashing the same Pasuk. The Pasuk says like this, Vayihi bi'achas v'sheish meyos shona v'rishoin bi'echud l'chodesh. This is talking about by the Mabul. And it says this was the first vayihi bi'achas v'sheish meyos shona. It was like 601 years v'rishoin in the first bi'echud l'chodesh, first of the day, the first of the month. So Rashi says the pasuk is vayihi bi'achas v'sheish meyos shona means l'seif ashtay yos l'chodesh yischul Mabul leiru. This is the end of the 12 months when the Mabul came ready. The Divrei Yom, according to the Man D'Yomer, holds the Tishrei Nivrei. If you hold that the world was created in Tishrei, O Mabul Yorad B'Yud Zayin B'Macheshvan. So the Mabul started to come down on Yud Zayin B'Macheshvan, like we'll see in next brat. Now the Tzemela Hai Berishon. What does Berishon mean? The Yechod LaChodesh Tishrei. This was the first day of Chodesh Tishrei, and it's called now the 601 years. So therefore, Reb Meir, the Mor says, Rabbi Meir, so Reb Meir holds. It's only 1 day, this is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It's only 1 day that came into the new year. And it's called, this is 601 year. In other words, this is the first year, it's called the complete year already. So you see, 1 day, it's called the whole year. That's Rav Meir Shita. Shema Minith, we have a raya that Yom Echad Bashana, Choshev Shana. 1 day of the year is considered like a whole year. Tadmar V'iduch, What does Rabbi Eliezer do? Then he holds, no, you have to have 30 days. He holds, you have to have a whole chodesh, at least 30 days to give it a shein a year. So what does he do? So the Mar Ikos of Bishay Shmeyus, the Achas Eshon HaKedekamrit. The Pasuk would have said, true, this is 601 year, but this is the first, if it was 600, you'd be right. Is that one day is called the whole year. But now that the Pasuk says, the Achas Bishay Shmeyus Shona, and there is the 1 and 600 years, what the Pasuk means is like this. Shona, Ashesh Meyesh Shona Koi. Really, the word Shona is going on to 600. The really, it's only 600 years. Oh, my Achas, what does one mean? Aschalta the Achas. The beginning of one. That's all it means. Comma. So, that's what it says. In this Pasuk, you have Narayi. It doesn't say if the one day is considered the whole year. The 600 years. And now it just says one means it's the beginning of the next year, that's all. So that's how Rabbi Eliezer answers, like it's not a kasha on him from this pasuk. But a raya, it's not a proof to me either. That's what the Gemara says now, Rabbi Eliezer, my timer. So Gemara says from the same pasuk, but it learns like this, the pasuk says at the end of it, that Bari shine the echod l'chodesh. This is the beginning, the first of the chodesh. Now midi akate yoy mechudu di yaya b'chodesh. It's only really one day that came into the new Chodesh. The Kokori Le Chodesh. And the Pasuk calls it a month. So you see, one day of a month is called a month. It's Shema Mina from here, it's a proof that Yoynechod Ba Chodesh Choshev Chodesh. One day of the month is considered like a month. Now, Umidi Yoynechod Ba Chodesh Choshev Chodesh, just like one day of the month is considered like a whole month, so therefore, Lamid Yoyn Ba Shon is also a Choshevim Shona. 30 days of the year, in other words, one month of the year, is considered like a whole year. And like it says, V'chodesh lemnuyav, V'shana lemnuyav. A year is how you count the year. You count the years by a month. So if you have one month, that's considered a whole year. The same thing, the months. You count the months by the day. So if you have one day, it's called a month. This is Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Alright, turn over. Father Moore says, Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, Rabbi Eliezer holds, that the Tishrei Nivri Olam, the world, the Brias Olam, started in Tishrei. And the Tishrei Noldu Ovis, at the beginning of the world, but Tishrei, the Chodesh Tishrei, Noldu Ovis. That's the month the Ovis were also born. And the Tishrei Mesu Ovis. The Ovis were Mesu on Tishrei also. Now, so Rashi says, what does it mean, Noldu Ovis? Rashi says Avram v'Yakov, not Yitzchak. Why not? Because the next verse says that the Pesach Merlad Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu was born on Pesach. Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sora Rachel v'Chana. And Rosh Hashanah Kodesh Baruch Hu remembered Sora and made her have a child. That's when she'll be able to become pregnant. Rachel v'Chana. The same thing. Rachel was also Nakora, and Chana was Nakora. They couldn't have children. And then Rosh Hashanah Kodesh Baruch Hu remembered them and gave them the schus. They're able to have children. Rashi says, Nifka the Sora, Boz Yechroinim L'Toyva, the Nigzar Alei and Heroin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them for the good, and he was grazing upon them, and they should be able to become pregnant. Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosef Beis Asurim. And Rosh Hashanah Yosef was freed from the Beis Asurim.